Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. It's time for girls varsity basketball here tonight. Fort Recovery hosting the Minster Wildcats. Fort Recovery 16-4, 6-2 in the conference. Minster is 18-3 and 7-1 in the conference. This is Zeb Hudson and Justin Mangold. Eric Kettley is our studio producer. Again, Fort Recovery and Minster here tonight. A Big Mac battle at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Let's go to Zeb and check out the starters.
First for Minster at guard, a 5'8 senior number 13, Hallie Fisher. At guard, a 5'8 freshman number 4, Ivy Wolf. At guard, a 5'9 junior number 32, Demarius Wolf. At forward, a 6' senior number 13, Paige Toby. And at forward, a 6'2 senior number 24, Taylor Kogi. For Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'10 senior number 10, Grace 10. At guard, a 5'9 senior number 12, Carly Stone. At guard, a 5'5 freshman number 20, Kiera Wendell. At forward, a 6'2 sophomore number 21, Olivia Patch. And at forward, a 6' sophomore number 22, Val Mullenkamp.
We'll have the tip coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. Our gifts express feelings of love, friendship, appreciation, and congratulations. And they're perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and many more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, ready to go. The ball is tapped and it goes to Fort Recovery. And we are underway here this evening. Again, Fort Recovery and Minster girls varsity basketball. Fort Recovery with the basketball on the outside. That is Grace 10. Again, it's senior night and she is one of the three seniors for the Indians. Left it goes to Olivia Patch. Patch to Mullenkamp, up no good. Rebound taken down by Minster. Minster with the ball for the first time. It is Allie Fisher. Fisher gets it inside, back out to Damaris Wolf. Wolf goes left to Ivy Wolf. So we could actually have, what, three or four Wolves in the game at one point. Minster with the basketball. The ball is tipped, picked up by Fort Recovery. Here comes Grace 10. 10 gets it over to Kiera Wendell. Kiera goes on the left wing, stops, gets it to the corner. With it is Mullenkamp. Val will get it back outside to Grace 10. She'll launch the three and got it. Grace 10 picks up where she left off on Tuesday. Minster tries to answer the three. It's missed by Damaris. Wolf out of bounds. It will go to Minster.
Not sure on that one. It looked to me like Kogi knocked that out.
So again, the Wildcats with the basketball on the outside is Ivy Wolf. Wolf up top to Damaris Wolf. Over to Ivy Wolf. Ivy goes to her left into the corner. Three for Fisher is good. Allie Fisher answers the three, and it's tied at three apiece early on here in this first quarter. And the dental office of Dr. Tom Banner would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's ball game. Again, that's the dental office of Dr. Tom Banner, and that is in Portland. Again, they have Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tim. First quarter scoreboard is sponsored by the Calp Pharmacy. Three for Minster is good for Fisher. Second three of the game for Allie Fisher. And it's 6-3 Minster.
Last trip down for Fort Recovery, they turned the ball over.
Can't afford too many turnovers against a good team like Minster here. Val Mollenkamp of three is too strong. Rebound taken down by Minster and Paige Toby. And now they throw it away. Fort Recovery gets it back. And ends with the left side, Grace 10 down low. Look at this, Carly Stone. Stone turns, feeds to the right side. A little jumper is up and no good for Patch. The rebound taken down by Minster. Here's from the Wildcats. Damaris Wolf is blocked. The rebound taken down eventually by Fort Recovery and Carly Stone. And now it's poked away right at midcourt. Ball will be taken up by Carly Stone. Indians fortunate to keep it. Left side, 10 for three. She's short. It was online. Just a bit short. Grace 10 almost tied it.
She has no problem pulling that shot with a defender in her face.
Now, once she makes one or two in a row, she'll just keep firing. She's one of those players that can hit several in a row.
They said she holds the record for 7 in a game?
Yeah, 7 in a game earlier this year and 55 for her career. Minster with the ball. It's a long two. It's no good. The rebound taken down by Kiara Wendell of Fort Recovery. And is with the basketball briefly. Taken away, but the Indians do get it back. 10 goes cross court to Carly Stone. Stone around a moving screen. Takes it to the hoop and scores. Carly Stone makes it 6-5. The Indians back within a point at the 4-10 mark of this very quick first quarter. Shot is blocked inside. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. And then with the basketball, Carly Stone stops. Goes left to Grace 10. Ball is kicked out of bounds. Will stay with Fort Recovery. Again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard. Locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and Union City and Bern, Indiana. Again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Right now it's 6-5, the lead for Minster. That will go away. Another three for Grace 10. That one was pretty far out. And it's 8-6, the lead for Fort Recovery. Threw the defense and a foul on the Indians. Isley Wolf will go to the free throw line.
Fouls on Val Mollenkamp, her first, team's first. Yeah, really not much that Minster's going to get inside with Mollenkamp and Patch in there. Free throw is no good by Ivy Wolf.
Not a whole lot of room to move inside against those two for anybody.
Less like that, they can drive and get fouls.
Second free throw is good for Ivy Wolf. Makes it 8-7. The Fort Recovery lead is only a point. Carly Stone on the left side, dribbled it off her knee, got it back. And now it's loose again. The ball is tied up. Alternate possession goes to Minster.
Yes, because Fort Recovery got the tip.
So the Wildcats will have the ball after the alternate possession. Grace 10 is,
10 is not giving up.
She's trying her best.
Even though the official told her twice.
Again, I want the ball here. She always wants the ball. 8-7, the lead for Fort Recovery. Cross court, the pass goes to Taylor, what do you say, Kogi?
Yes.
And a foul called on the play. Nope, just knocked out of bounds. So it stays at Minster.
Kicked by Mollenkamp.
On the outside is Ivy Wolf. Ivy goes over to Allie Fisher. Fisher with the ball on the left side. Cross court it goes to Coggy.
The Fisher 10 matchup seems intriguing so far.
And Minster lost the ball out of bounds.
I like how she thought about throwing that back into play, but saw a Fort Recovery player there and decided just to hold on to it and take it out of bounds.
Well, even early on, both 10 and Fisher have two threes.
Yes.
It's Fort Recovery 8 and Minster 7. about halfway through the first quarter. Inside, Val Mullenkamp out to 10 for three, short this time. The rebound taken down by Taylor Coggy of Minster. They will try Fisher for a three. She missed that. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Brooke Collig. Indians have three on one if they recognize it. And the pass is too strong, so they'll have to regroup. And the stone she'll miss. And they probably should have taken it back out.
They also should have had a foul call.
Yeah. You got to remember where you're at. Not going to have a lot of fouls.
That was a lot of arm, though.
Shot is good for Taylor Coggy, I guess it is. Taylor Coggy with the back Coggy, of the yeah. bucket. Makes it 9-8.
They got Toby and Coggy.
Yeah. Minster by a point. Three outside. 10 missed that one. Rebound taken down by Minster. Quickly, they transition to their offense. Three for Wolf is no good for Ivy. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery, and then a foul on Jessica Falk.
Her first, team's first. See, they call that, but then the shooting down here, they hit the arms and they don't call anything.
Sometimes it's odd what they choose and choose not to call.
Yes.
1 point lead for Minster. 9-8 on our Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard.
Batch back in, Mullenkamp out.
1 point Minster lead around the defense goes for recovery. Into the corner, Stone. Stone up top, back around to Grace 10 for three. Got it.
Yeah, you give her time to set up. That's lights out.
She may be gone for her own record here tonight. It's already three.
She's taken at least seven.
Yeah. She made three and missed four. On the outside for Minster is Coggy. She'll try the three, missed the back of the rim. Rebound tapped out to Fort Recovery and Kiara Wendell.
Boy, neither team is afraid to shoot.
They are not. Left side it goes. It is Collig. Collig goes to Carly Stone. Around the defense. Nice move back to Collig. She'll stop. Ball tip over to Carly Stone. Stone directing traffic. They're trying to find 10. Rightfully so.
Oh, they found her.
Yeah. Stone ran in right, ran right into 10. Right now, Stone with the basketball. Spins, lost the ball. Ball is loose and picked up by Minster. Picking up the loose ball, Paige Toby for the Wildcats.
As we saw in the JB game, Minster is very active around the ball with their hands.
And they're very good in their spacing, too, when they get to their offense. Minster won the junior varsity game here tonight. Turnaround shot is good for Paige Toby somehow. I think someone got a piece of that.
10 got a piece of that. Yeah.
11-11 the score, 20 seconds to play in this, again, very quick first quarter. Fort Recovery will hold for the final shot of the quarter.
For as many shots as being put up, I can't believe it's only 11-11.
Yeah. Down to 10 seconds to play. Stone will stop. Free throw line shot is no good. The rebound taken down by Toby of Minster. 1 second to play, and they will not get a shot off. A very quick first quarter after one is Fort Recovery 11. Minster 11. Thanks to the Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. For handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And again, take advantage of Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Again, Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. After one, Indians 11, Wildcats 11.
Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, underway here, second quarter. 11-11 is the score. We just have to watch the five, and there it is. 5 second call is called on Kiara Wendell.
Yeah, it's interesting. That was number 40 for Minster, Janae Hoyne.
Yes.
She was the one that gave Fort Recovery's junior varsity a bunch of trouble.
Yes. Very quick and close defender. With the basketball on the right side is Ivy Wolf. She goes cross court. Back to Ivy Wolf. She'll go to Damaris Wolf. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery Grace 10. Grace goes across midcourt, goes right side to Mullenkamp. The foul will spin at the elbow, stops, back to 10.
Well, I can't believe she didn't pop that.
I don't think she caught it cleanly. Otherwise, yes. Yeah. Mullenkamp through the defense, shot is blocked. Rebound taken down by Minster. Wildcats quickly back to the offense on the left side. They get it back outside as they spin to Damaris Wolf. Looking it around to Ivy Wolf. Ivy goes cross court to Janae Hoyne. Hoyne with the basketball to the right. That is Danielle Barhorst.
Hoyne, just a freshman for Minster.
It took me a second to find Barhorst. She's number two on my sheet, but she's actually number 21. And now Minster throws it away. First quarter stats.
Fort Recovery was 4 of 13 from the floor for 31%. No free throws and 3 of 8 for 38% from three-point range. Minster was 4 of 11 for 36% from the floor. 1 of 2 for 50% from the free throw line. And 2 of 6 for 33% from three-point range. I had Minster out-rebounding Fort Recovery 9 to 7.
Fort Recovery tried to tiptoe the sideline and then ended up throwing it away. And after the turnover, a foul on the Indians.
On Allie Vaughn, her first team, second.
So Fort Recovery on the floor has Allie Vaughn, Carly Stone, Val Mullenkamp, Grace Tim, and Olivia Patch.
I like the scoreboard, except for it doesn't give that who just fouled.
Yeah, you have to pay attention to
yes, you do.
How many fouls they have. And I noticed that the other night. Inside, Ivy Wolf gets it out. Three in the air is no good. The rebound taken down by Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. See, Minster has no Mullenkamp. So
you know, she dribbled that behind. Collier was dribbling down and setting the screen was Mullenkamp, and Stone dribbled it behind Mullenkamp to get by.
Shot in the lane as good as Val Mullenkamp scores her first points tonight. Or earlier, Stone dribbled it between the legs of her defender. Shot inside, Ivy Wolf, no good. Not a good shot. The rebound taken down by Minster as they keep the possession. Ivy Wolf will put it up on the left side, no good, a 10-footer. The rebound for Grace 10. And she had it poked away, goes to Olivia Patch, and she is fouled.
Fouls on Thien, her first. Team second for Minster.
A lot of contact in this game.
That's normal, east of the border.
Yes. 13-11 to lead for Fort Recovery and our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Again, check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI and K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery.
There.
Almost another five.
In Ohio, they pretty much have just moved away from no blood, no foul.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. Left side is Val Mullenkamp. She'll go in, stop, spin. Up top, Patch will put it up, no good. Rebound taken down eventually by Brooke Collig. Brooke gets it out to Allie Vaughn. Over to Carly Stone, poked away, but Stone gets it back. Goes left to Patch. Patch to Vaughn, off her leg, out of bounds. Well, we're coming a little bit too quick for themselves that time. No one could quite get the handle of the basketball. Indians, they'll lead it by two, 4:45 to play in the second on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Mister with the basketball on the left side is Allie Fisher. Fisher goes up top. Hoyne for a three. Got it. Janae Hoyne with the triple. Minster 14, Fort Recovery 13. Mollekamp across the timeline, gets it over to Kiara Wendell to Colley. She'll put the shot up and a foul on Minster. So the Wildcats called for the foul.
Fouls on Thien again. That's her second. Thien's third.
It's spelled the same as Grace 10. And someone told me last year they're actually cousins, but they still pronounce it differently.
First free throw is good
for Brooke Colling. This is the second. Rebound goes to Patch, and that's thrown away. Turnover number 7 on the Indians, so the Wildcats have the basketball back. Ivy Wolf goes left to Damaris Wolf. Inside, turn around for Kogi, gets it to the right side. Three is short on the attempt by Jessica Falk. Rebound, Kogi, she'll put it in. Count the bucket and a foul on Fort Recovery. Here, or Olivia Patch picks up the foul. Grace 10 back in, Patch will go out. 16-14, the lead for Minster on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. One free throw for Taylor Kogi. And she missed it. Rebound tapped out. Goes to Fort Recovery, Grace 10. 10 with the basketball across midcourt behind the back. Stops. Goes to Brooke Colling. Colling's pass deflected right to 10. They've done a better job on 10 here lately. Over to Carly Stone. Nice crossover. She'll go to the hoop and miss. Rebound taken down by Minster. Hoyne with the board. She has the basketball at the top of the key. Goes to the right side to Fisher. Fisher lobs it inside to Kogi. Back outside to Falk. Now back down low. Kogi turns and scores. Back-to-back buckets for Kogi, and it's 18-14. The lead for Minster. 3:10 to play in the second. Kara Wendell stops, goes left, and throws it away. And Fort Recovery will call time, maybe. Yes. Timeout on the floor, 3:05 to play in the second quarter. 18-14, Minster in the lead.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse again. Minster leading at 18-14. Fort Recovery playing without one of the seniors tonight again, Kyle Wendell, who's still recovering from an injury. She also missed the game on Tuesday, as well as some others this year. Three is no good for Fisher. Rebound for Minster. Now it's poked away. Indians might have went over the back to get that steal, but no call. 4-point lead for Minster. On the outside is Stone over to 10. 10 spins, goes left to Kiara Wendell. Kiara stops, over to Vaughn. Vaughn for Mollekamp. Mollekamp thought about the three, lobs it down low instead for Stone to go around the rim. Shot is blocked. The rebound for Minster. Fisher will race up, stops, poked away and stolen by Stone. Carly will take it down and miss. Nope. She got it to roll.
Got it to roll.
Just got it to fall in. And it's 18-16 back to a two-point game. Minster leading on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Damaris Wolf misses a three. They are not shy about shooting threes.
No.
Rebound for Fort Recovery.
Really, neither team is, but most Fort Recovery's is all coming from 10.
Coming in the first quarter, too. Down to 1:45 left in the half. Two-point lead for Minster. Stone goes to her left through the defense, leaves it for Mullenkamp. Missed the shot. That's one that Val will make 95% of the time. Didn't go that time. Rebound for Minster. They're trapped on the right side, and timeout called by the Wildcats. Head coach of Minster is Mike Wiss. 1:26 to play in the second. 18-16 Minster leads.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119 just east of Fort Recovery.
Here at Fort Recovery. 1:26 to play here in the second quarter. 18-16 the lead for Minster. Coming up on Saturday afternoon, we'll have Fort Recovery girls basketball as they are on the road to take on Macomb. Rob will have that game from Macomb starting around 1:30 on Saturday. That's about a two-hour drive from Fort Recovery, so it will be a long day for him on Saturday. We'll also have Jay County boys basketball Saturday evening. So a couple of games on the radio on Saturday. One Fort Recovery, one Jay County. Minster with the ball, 1 minute to play. Driving toward the hoop is Hoyne. Stops. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery, Allie Vaughn. Minster might hold for this final minute here. It seemed like that's what they were headed toward, but that would be uncharacteristic of them.
Yes, I was going to say, they just attack.
But they were passing around more than usual. Hoyne with the basketball for the Wildcats.
I think they only got Hoyne for a quarter, and she's making the most of it.
She missed the three, rebound up and in for Kendra Thien. It's at 20-16, offensive board and a basket for Minster. You know Fort Recovery is not going to hold it.
No.
10 with the ball on the right side to Vaughn. It was a corner for Kiara Wendell. Lobs it for Mullenkamp. Vowel turn, fire, and miss. Rebound for Minster. Wildcats with the ball, 15 to play in the half. Driving toward the hoop is Wolf. Wolf over to Falk. She'll try the shot just inside the lane. No good. Rebound Minster up, no good for Thien. Rebound Fort Recovery, and that'll be the half. Kira Wendell got a shot from three-quarter court, but it was after the buzzer. Again, a very quick first half here tonight. At the half, it's 20 for Minster and 16 for Fort Recovery. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Again, for outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll come back, have our halftime show coming up right after this. Again, it's a 20-16 lead for Minster.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, halftime of the varsity game. It's 20 for Minster and 16 for Fort Recovery. Senior night here tonight. And first of all, they honored the swim seniors. First up was Alexis Bupp. She is the daughter of Brian and Mindy Bupp. Alexis is a four-year member of the swim team where she lettered all 4 years. Alexis holds the 200 individual medley record and is part of three record-holding relay teams. She also competed in volleyball for 4 years where she earned three letters. Alexis is a member of the National Honor Society and plans to major in pharmacy at an undecided college. Second swim senior, Sophie Timmerman. She is the daughter of Joe and Kathy Timmerman. Sophie participated in swim all 4 years, where she earned four varsity letters. Sophie holds the 100 breaststroke record and is part of three other record-holding relay teams. She also competed in golf for 4 years, earning three varsity letters. Sophie's future plans are to attend Kent State University to major in fashion merchandising. Also, three senior basketball players. First up was Grace Tin. Grace is the daughter of Kenny and Judy Tin. Grace participated in basketball for 4 years where she earned four letters for the Indians. She currently holds records for three-pointers in the game with seven and three-pointers in a season with 55. She also competed in volleyball for 2 years and softball for 1 year. Grace is a member of the National Honor Society. After graduation, Grace plans to attend an undecided college to major in nursing. Second senior basketball player, Kaya Wendell. Kaya is the daughter of Scott and Kim Wendell. Kaya has participated in basketball for 4 years and earned three varsity letters. She also competed for the Indian volleyball team for 4 years, where she earned another three letters. And she also competed in track for 2 years, receiving two letters. Kaya's future plans are to attend Owens Community College to major in exercise science and continue her volleyball career for the Express. Again, second senior is Kaya Wendell. And the third senior basketball player is Carly Stone. Carly is the daughter of Steve and Nikki Stone. Carly is a four-year member of the basketball team where she earned four varsity letters. Carly also received four letters in volleyball over her 4 years. She also participated in swim for 1 year and softball for 1 year for the Indians. Carly is a member of the National Honor Society. After graduation, Carly plans to attend an undecided college to study landscape architecture or radiology. Again, three senior basketball players for Fort Recovery, Grace Tin, Kaya Wendell, and Carly Stone, and two swim seniors, Alexis Bupp and Sophie Timmerman. Again, halftime of the varsity game, it's Minster 20, Fort Recovery 16. We'll come back and check our halftime stats after this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Back here at the half, Minster leading Fort Recovery 20-16. Let's go to Zeb and check out our halftime stats.
First for Minster, they're led in scoring by Taylor Kogi with 6 and Allie Fisher with 6. 2 points for Kendra Thien, 2 points for Paige Toby, and 1 point for Ivy Wolf. Shooting for Minster in the first quarter, they were 4 of 11 for 36%. Second quarter, 4 of 14 for 29%. So at the half, they are 8 of 25 for 32% from the floor. From the free throw line, in the first half, Minster was 1 of 3 for 33% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, 2 of 6 for 33%. Second quarter, 1 of 5 for 20%. So at the half, Minster is 3 of 11 for 27% from three-point range. For Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Grace Tin with 9. 4 points for Carly Stone, 2 points for Val Mullenkamp, and 1 point for Brooke Pollig. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 4 of 13 for 31%. Second quarter, 2 of 8 for 25%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 6 of 21 for 29% from the floor. From the free throw line, at the half, Fort Recovery is 1 for 1. That free throw coming in the second quarter. From three-point range at the half, Fort Recovery is 3 of 8 for 38%. All the three-point attempts and buckets made were in the first quarter. So, and at the half, I have Minster out-rebounding Fort Recovery 19 to 14.
Again, at the half, Minster leads at 20-16. Junior varsity game tonight was won by Minster by a score of 36-21. For the Indians, Paige Fortkamp and Macy Day each had 8. Brenna Holman with 3, and Brooke Collig had 2. Again, Fort Recovery is 17-3 after a 36-21 loss to Minster. Minster improves to 19-1. And if you heard the crowd cheering at halftime, we had a promposal at halftime as some of the Fort Recovery guys over there in the crowd took their jerseys off that they had, and they had written prom with a question mark. And then number 23 after that for one of the Minster players.
Really?
Yeah. Fort Recovery doesn't have a 23, so.
For a theme?
Yeah. Like, there's something you don't see every day.
Yeah.
And she was very, very red. She walked off the floor.
The question is, did she say yeah?
I don't think she got it. I don't think she got an answer.
No.
But that was funny. Unique, I'll give him that.
Yeah, I'll give him that one.
Underway here in the second half, our third quarter scoreboard is sponsored by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms, again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Minster lost the ball. Indians have it back briefly. Stone does recover to the right side, and Grace 10 was not even looking. 9 turnovers on Fort Recovery, 5 on Minster.
Oh, it made things worse there for Stone. Was she passed that right to her head coach?
Yeah, right at the sideline. 4-point lead for Minster. Up top with the basketball is Kogi. Kogi dishes off to Damaris Wolf. Ball loose. Wolves will get it back. Over to Kogi. Yeah, I think you're right that Hoyne only had the one quarter left to play varsity tonight. He already used that quarter.
I'd say she was effective.
Yeah. Cross-court pass as Minster takes their time this possession. Inside, Ivy Wolf will score. Fort Recovery had trouble in the junior varsity game after halftime. Only scored, what, 5 points in the second half. And they hope varsity won't be the same tonight. Stone won't take the three. Instead, right to Val Mullenkamp. A long two is good. Mullenkamp shows the range, and it's 22-18. Three for Damaris Wolf is no good. Rebound taken down by Minster. Over to Wolf. She'll drive in a miss. Rebound for Val Mullenkamp. Indians trailing by four with the ball. On the outside, on the right wing, is Carly Stone. Stone behind the back. Goes to get the ball into the corner. Mullenkamp won't take the three. Having trouble to Kiara Wendell. Over to Grace Tim. They are sticking to her here. There's a screen set for Tim, but she couldn't quite square up the shot. Instead, the pass goes over to Mullenkamp. Val goes over to Carly Stone. Stone free throw line shot is good. Carly Stone with the basket in each quarter. And it's 22 to 20. Minster here in the third. Lob inside, caught. Now taken away. So that didn't work as Paige Toby couldn't handle it. And then can Tyre take the lead. I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, Stone saw Mullenkamp open at the three-point line, but threw it just far enough away she couldn't get it, and low enough it was hard for her.
I think Val had started to look to go to the hoop before she caught the ball, too. Another Fort Recovery turnover. That is 10 on the Indians. Cooper Farm scoreboard shows 22-20 Minster. 5:10 to play here in the third. Fisher won't take the three. Instead, dishes off to Wolf. Wolf inside, turnaround for Kogi is no good. Rebound for Patch for Fort Recovery. And then again, can Tyre take the lead? They have not led since early on, if at all. I don't think Fort Recovery's led tonight.
Foul's going to be on Fisher, her first, team's first. No, I don't think they have. No, yeah, they led.
Did they?
Through the first quarter.
And yeah, very early. When they traded threes for a while. Like 6-5 maybe they led, or 8-6. So not since the first quarter have the Indians led. Down low from Mullenkamp. Back outside, Kiara Wendell for a three. No good. In and out. The rebound taken down by Kogi. So, could not capitalize there. Inside the Wolves, she'll miss the shot. The rebound eventually. Still on the floor. It's a held ball. Goes to Fort Recovery. Probably should have been a foul on that first shot for Minster. Yeah. That's what Wolf was thinking. But we'll take it.
Batch will come out and Vaughn will come in. I guess we were wrong about
Hoyne's back. Hoyne back in. Must have two quarters at least. 22-20, the lead for Minster.
Surprising they would use her in the third, not the fourth.
Maybe she has three. We'll see. To the right side for 10. Fakes the three, drives in, cross court. With it is colleague. Brooke passes over to Val Mullenkamp. She'll spin. Spins again and scores. Really didn't need the extra spin, but it worked. And it's 22-22. Ivy Wolf through the defense, she is fouled. And will go to the free throw line.
Foul will be on Kiara Wendell. Her first, team's first.
22 apiece on our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. 23-22 as the free throw is good.
Wendell out, Stone back in.
And both free throws are good for Ivy Wolf. 24-22 Minster. And ends with the ball. Mullenkamp cross court to Colleague. Over to 10, lost the ball, but gets it back to Colleague. Colleague dribbles in, stops, feeds to Val Mullenkamp. Val will spin, finds Stone. Back to Val for three, no good. Rebound tapped around off of Vaughn's hands to Minster. And then a foul on Brooke Colleague. Going to get Vaughn.
Vaughn, her second. Team second.
But Colleague had more contact, but it's Vaughn who's called for the foul. 3:26 to play in the third, 24-22 Minster. To the right side it goes for Jessica Falk. Falk over to Ivy Wolf. Wolf around the screen, takes it to the hoop, stops and misses. Rebound tied up. Minster takes it away, shots up, no good for Toby, and she'll draw the foul. That was almost a hell ball.
Fouls on Val Mullenkamp, her second, team's third.
So two free throws for Toby of Minster. Free throw no good. One more free throw for Toby. In the air and no good again. Rebound for Val Mullenkamp.
It's interesting how both these teams use their JV players so early in the game.
Yeah. Shot is missed on a 3-by-4 recovery. Rebound for the Indians. Vaughn goes around to the left side to Grace 10. She'll try the three in traffic and scores. I'm not open very much, so I'm going to create my own shot and score. 25-24 for recovery. 1-point lead for the Indians. 2.5 to play in the third on our Cooper Farms scoreboard. Minster with the basketball on the left. It goes to Jessica Falk.
Interesting. 10 is guarding Dean.
Down low and a foul on Val Mullenkamp.
That's her third. Got to get Patch back in the game.
25-24 foot recovery. 2:25 to play in the third. Minster ranked number 4, foot recovery number 8 this week. Ball knocked away, stolen by the Indians, but Colleague comes up with a steal. So the Indians with the ball in a lead for the first time in a while.
In a while, yeah.
Allie Vaughn with the ball. She can't dribble, but I don't think they noticed it. Pass over, goes over to Grace 10. Back to Vaughn.
Yeah, I thought she dribbled when she caught the ball as well.
She did, and they just didn't notice it. Fortunate break for the Indians. Stone with the ball. Ball deflected. Goes to Grace 10. Now it's out of bounds off for recovery. I actually thought the Minster player was out of bounds toying when she was touching the ball. But they let that go. Vaughn out. Kira Wendell back in. Timeout on the floor. 1:48 to play in the third on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. 25 for recovery. 25 Minster.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. Our gifts express feelings of love, friendship, appreciation, and congratulations, and they're perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and many more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Ricary in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. 1:48 to play here in the third quarter. 25-24, Fort Recovery in front.
Should be interesting. They got Minster has Fisher and Coyne on the floor at the same time. They're kind of basically the same player.
Yeah, they play a lot alike, both offensively and defensively. Coyne through the defense, goes right to Fisher for three. Got it. Nothing but net for Allie Fisher. So Grace Tim broke her long streak without a bucket. And Fisher answers her first basket since the first quarter. 27-25, Minster by two. Brooke College with the basketball, finds Carly Stone. Stone through the defense, finds Collig. Mishandles it, picks the ball back up. Hooks the pass over to Stone. Carly through the defense, shots blocked, right to Patch, up and in. If you're going to have a shot blocked, that's how to do it. 27-27 is the score.
Patch's first points tonight.
And the other Patch, Brian's going to make a risky move here in a minute. He's going to put Val Mullenkamp back in with the three fouls.
Well, there's only 40 seconds left in the quarter.
Yeah, he might get her held off until the fourth. Minster turns it over. Kiara Wendell missed the layup. Rebound taken down by Minster.
And Fisher gets Wendell to fall down on the crossover.
Yeah. I thought for a second she just slipped, but no, it was the crossover that got her. 20 seconds to play here in our Cooper Farms third quarter. Game is tied at 27. Close to 5 seconds. Minster does get the pass off. Now they're trapped in the corner and timeout called by Minster. 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 27 Minster, 27 Fort Recovery. We'll keep it right here since we're only 8 seconds to play. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 1-800-637-7161. Again, 800-637-7161. Again, 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, 27 apiece.
Both these teams seem to like the odd number quarters because they scored a lot in the first, not so much in the second, and a lot in the third.
We expected a good game here tonight. Again, Fort Recovery 16-4. Minster is 18-3. Fort Recovery trying to hand Minster their second conference loss and tie for the second place spot in the conference. Down to 5 seconds to play. There's a steal for Brooke Collig. Half-court shot is no good. And that's the third quarter. Versailles, by the way, went through the conference and they finished 9-0. So Fort Recovery wins here tonight. They can tie Minster at 7-2 for second place. After three, it's 27 for Fort Recovery, 27 for Minster. We'll have the fourth quarter coming up after this. Again, thanks to Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Back here at Fort Recovery, Minster with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Game is tied. And there's a steal for Grace Tim. Pretty much the ball thrown right to her. So the Indians can take the lead. Game tied at 27, but they turn it over. Here comes Damaris Wolf, and she'll score. That is 11 turnovers now for Fort Recovery. And Minster leads it by two. Indians with the basketball on our Foot Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. It's 29-27. Minster foul called on the Wildcats.
Fouls on Ivy Wolf, her first, team second.
Allie Vaughn back in for the Indians. Going out is Carly Stone. 2-point Minster lead. Lob on the inbounds comes to Vaughn. Vaughn goes to Mullenkamp. Val's been fairly quiet tonight. Goes to the corner for Kiera Wendell, back to Mullenkamp. She'll dribble in, stops, spins, lost the ball, got it back, and is left wide open to score. Defender left her after the first spin. Game tied at 29. 7 minutes to play here in the fourth. Minster with the basketball. To the right side it goes for Damaris Wolf. She'll back it out to Jessica Falk. Falk the bounce pass for Damaris Wolf. To Ivy Wolf. Minster running some clock off here this possession. Dribbling the basketball outside is Damaris Wolf. A long two now is no good. Rebound scooped up by Val Mullenkamp, and she is fouled. Coyne picks up the foul. Third quarter stats.
Full recovery was five of. Who picked up the foul again?
Coyne.
Coyne Orange. Five of 10 for 50% from the floor. No free throws, and one of four for 25% from three-point range.
Val Mullenkamp misses a shot. Rebound for Minster.
Minster was 2 of 7 for 29% from the floor, 50% from the free throw line and three-point range in that third quarter.
Turnovers right now, 11 for Fort Recovery and 8 for Minster. Minster with the basketball. It was poked in the backcourt, but the Indians went to get it, or the Wildcats went to get it. Minster taking a lot of time off the clock here this quarter. Three is good for Falk. Her first basket tonight. 32-29 Minster. Down low, Patch will score. The Fort Recovery able to get into the offense quicker that time. 32-31 Minster. 5 minutes to play here in the fourth. To the hoop, Falk will score.
Oddly enough, all 7 points for Minster this quarter are by players that didn't score the whole game.
Yeah, that is odd. And then showing by three with the ball. Going to the hoop is 10. She'll miss the shot. Rebound, Patch up and in. And Patch only had 2 points until the last two baskets. 1 point Minster lead, 4:40 to play.
Shit, all 6 points here in the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah. 1 point Minster lead.
Okay, I'm sorry, but Coyne had to have played at least three quarters of that JV game.
Might be confusing her with the other Wolf, because the other Wolf played for a while. And they do play a lot of lines.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, Avery Wolf. Indians called for a foul. Team foul number 4 on the Indians. No, they call it on Minster. So Minster called for the foul.
Foul's on Toby, her first. Team's fourth.
Either way, team 4.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery with the ball back, a chance to take the lead. Trailing by 1. Grace 10 on the left side. Pass comes over to Brooke Collig. Not sure it was intended for her. Into the corner now for 10. 10 to crossover, lost out of bounds. 12 turnovers on Fort Recovery. 4 minutes exactly to play. Halfway through the fourth quarter on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. 34-33 Minster. Wildcats with the basketball, and again, might look to take some time off.
Not their style, but...
but that's what they've been doing here this quarter. Inside, back out to Fisher. Fisher cross-court, dangerous pass. Comes to Ivy Wolf. Wolf over to Fisher. Fisher feeds down low. Not a good pass, but it skips through anyway. Shot is no good for Kogu. Rebound for Fort Recovery. And then quickly to the offense. Grace 10 for 3. In and out. No good. Rebound. Tapped around. And will be out of bounds off of Minster. That shot for 10 went three quarters down and came back out.
And you had bodies everywhere trying to get that ball.
Yes. You can't say that both teams aren't fighting for this game. If there's a loose ball, there will be 10 players diving for it.
Coin back in, Falk out.
1 point lead for Minster, 3:10 to play here in the fourth. And then have it poked out of bounds by Fisher. So Grace 10 tonight has 12. Carly Stone with 6. 1 for Brooke Colleague, 6 for Olivia Patch, and 8 for Val Bollenkamp. Only have 1 in double figures in Fort Recovery. A miscommunication between Stone and 10 and Stone out of bounds.
Interesting. Coyne, the freshman, got duties on 10.
Yeah. That's about the third time tonight that 10 and Stone have had a miscommunication. You'd think as long as they played together that they would be in sync. But a little out of sync tonight for those two. 1 point lead for Minster. Inside and losing the ball out of bounds. Deflected, though, by 10.
Patch will come in. Colleague will go out for Fort Recovery.
So Minster keeps the ball, leading by a point. 2:43 to play.
Intensity's about ready to pick up. If it wasn't already.
I was going to say, I'm not sure how it could any more than it has been, but they can find another level.
Yeah.
Down low it goes. Turnaround shot is no good for Falk. Rebound for Kogi and a foul on Fort Recovery.
I think foul's going to be on Pat.
I think it's a two-shot shooting foul for Kogi. I thought the foul was really when she was holding the ball down low.
I thought so, too.
They call this a shooting foul.
Foul is on Patch, her second.
Free throw for Kogi is no good. Both teams have struggled at the line tonight. Really more Minster than Fort Recovery. One more free throw for Kogi. Dribbles it 4 times. Lets it fly. Good.
So Kogi made
1 of 2. 35-33, a 2-point lead for Minster on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. On the outside, Kiara Wendell through the defense, tried to feed down low, and the ball is kicked by Minster.
Not sure who that was to, but...
Yeah, she had somebody on the right block. I think it was Patch. But really had no chance to get it through there.
Fisher out. Falk back in.
2:21 to play. Minster by 2 in Fort Recovery. They threw the ball on the inbounds across midcourt. And Minster will lose it out of bounds.
Hustle by Hoyne.
That would not have been over and back because nobody touched it for Fort Recovery. So it was basically first one to the ball.
And again, it was a Stone to 10 attempt.
Yeah.
Luckily, Wendell was able to run back and cause the mayhem.
Yeah, kind of deflected
Hoyne from the ball.
Yeah, kind of screened her off. And then with the ball trailing by 2, Wendell lobs it inside, knocked out of bounds. Ooh, I thought Minster got a piece of that. They say no.
On the pass, yes. Not after it goes in the air, but I thought it was on the start of the pass.
I don't think anyone from Fort Recovery touched the ball after the ball got lobbed, but they didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
So Minster leading by 2 with the ball. Fisher back in with it. Up to Hoyne.
Under 2 to go.
Hoyne to the right side to Ivy Wolf. Wolf on the wing. Goes to the corner for Kogi.
I really thought she'd shoot that.
I don't think so. She faked it, but I don't think that's her shot. On the left side for Ivy Wolf. Wolf takes it top of the key, goes to the right side to Hoyne. Fort Recovery has 5 team fouls, so a couple more to the bonus. And they might think about giving one of those here. On the left side, Hoyne. Hoyne trapped into the corner, and a foul on Fort Recovery.
Yeah, fouls on Grace 10, her first, team six.
Not the worst idea there. These teams could play in the tournament. I think it would be about the third game of the tourney. Fort Recovery will open on the 24th against Ada. So, again, they could face Minster again about the third game of the tournament. So we will see. Timeout on the floor called by Fort Recovery. 1:19 to play in our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. It's 35 for Minster, 33 for Fort Recovery.
Really, if these two teams wanted to save some energy, they could just say, all right, we're going to play one quarter.
Yeah.
Because it's all been the same throughout the whole entire game. It's been back and forth or tied up or just get within one. But two of the three quarters we've played so far tonight have ended in a tie.
And the biggest lead, I believe, was at the halftime score of four. And Fort Recovery's biggest lead, I think, was two, maybe three. Not a whole lot of separation between these two teams. And I think when the bracket came out, again, they seed the teams over here in Ohio. So when the bracket came out, it was set up where Fort Recovery and Minster could face each other in the district championship. Fort Recovery's first game actually will be a sectional championship against Ada. And then they would play a semifinal for the district and then the championship of the district. So it works a little different over here in Ohio. Minster with the ball after the timeout. Ivy Wolf with the basketball. Over to Taylor Kogi. Now to Ivy Wolf to Fisher. Then a foul will be a bonus, but for a near steal, Minster comes up with a Kogi shot's no good. Rebound will go out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
A lot of contact on the boat on that shot, but
yeah, the Minster coaches and fans wanted that foul call. But they have not called that all game, so why start now?
Correct. They haven't called that. I mean, as they're going to the bucket, they really haven't called that foul.
Yeah, it probably was a foul, but they're going to be consistent about it.
Really, there was more contact on the shoving for the almost steal.
There's a foul on Hoyne. That's only team number five on Minster. 57 seconds to play in our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. A two-point lead for Minster. We might play four overtimes tonight. Indians with the basketball. It's Carly Stone. Over to Grace 10. 10 the shot at the free throw line. Good. 10 ties it with 40 seconds to play here in the fourth. Hoyne with it and timeout for Minster. Timeout on the floor, 40 seconds to play. It's 35 for Fort Recovery, 35. Minster will be back. And we're back. Again, 40 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 35-35 is the score. Again, for quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, they are your dealer for Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. Again, for durable, reliable, and energy-efficient Anderson windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 35-35 is the score. After Grace 10 just tied it, her first two-pointer of the game a moment ago. Minster with the ball, the question is, can they hold it for the final shot?
And that has not been their strong suit, is holding the ball. The longer they hold it, the more chance of the turnover is for Minster tonight.
The possession arrow favors Fort Recovery should we have a tie-up.
They are a go, 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 go team. Like I said, when they hold it, trouble ensues.
They do get the ball inbounds to Ivy Wolf. Wolf dribbling outside, guarded by Kiera Wendell. And up top now for Ivy Wolf, 30 seconds to play. If there is a foul, it would be a 1-1 for Minster. But the Indians not trying to foul here, game tied. On the left side is Fisher. Fisher up top to Kogi, around to Ivy Wolf. Down to 12 seconds to play. Mister looking for that game-winning shot. Down the screen goes Wolf to the right side. Three for Hoyne. Good.
Wow.
The freshman with the shot with 1.7 seconds to play. Timeout for recovery.
Not the one I thought would be taking that shot, but she was wide open in the corner.
I even looked to make sure she was still on the floor. I thought they might have taken her out in the final seconds here. But the freshman with the ice cold shot with 1.7 seconds to play, and it's Minster leading 38-35. And that is only the second basket of the game for Hoyne.
You checked to see if Hoyne was in the game. I checked to see if Fisher was in the game.
And it really almost looked like the play was for Hoyne.
Well, I think it was whichever side it goes to, because I think I saw Fisher down in this corner. And like we said earlier, they're the same player, just there's years between them.
Well, Wolf dribbled in. She was on the right side of the lane, so it's more natural to go to the right side. Into the corner, and that's not an easy shot.
Right.
And the corner shot.
But, I mean, you look at it, Hoyne's a freshman. Fisher's a senior.
Yeah. Like you said, almost the same player. Before we cover, I think they still have a couple of timeouts left. Yeah. No, only one timeout left. So I think the thing for Fort Recovery here, pass the ball to half court, call another timeout. But we will see. And now Minster will call time.
Well, they got two left, so.
So again, 38-35, Minster leads by three. And if these teams play again in a couple of weeks, watch out. What a game here tonight.
I mean, there's not really any bad blood between the two. I mean, there's not been any extra rough play, I would say, for, you know, trying to give it to your rival. But it's just been hard defense and just clean shots.
These two teams are a lot alike, too.
Yes, they are.
Minster doesn't quite have the size inside but Fort Recovery has, but they make up for it.
And their three-point shooting. But, I mean, there's so many players for Minster that has scored tonight compared to the few that Fort Recovery had.
Yeah, the bench is a little deeper for Minster. When we saw Fort Recovery back in December, we said the bench was going to be a little bit thin this year. And they stick with the starters for quite a bit, only going seven or eight deep. Kaya Windham also hurt, too, so that makes the bench a little smaller.
Yeah, they've used mostly Colligan Vaughn is all they've really brought in.
Stone will launch, and it's intercepted by Minster, and that's the ball game. Final score, it's Minster 38, Fort Recovery 35. Indians drop to 16-5, 6-3 in the conference. Minster goes to 19-3 and 8-1 in the conference. So Minster finishes second, Fort Recovery finishes third in the MAC. Versailles wins the conference at a 9-0 record. Again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor was the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Anderson is the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors. And your Anderson dealer is the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Final score, 38 for Minster, 35 for Fort Recovery. We'll come back, have our postgame show coming up after this.
Locally owned Heart Pharmacy. Calpharmacy offers a large selection of from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, with plenty of gift ideas to choose from. Be sure to find the perfect gift. Express feelings of love, friendship, appreciation, congratulations, and they're perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, burn and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor be the authorized hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a cloth baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the cloth product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your cloth harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the field house, Minster wins at 38-35, a game-winning three by Hoyne. Janae Hoyne, a freshman, for Minster. They win it 38-35. That coming with 1.7 seconds left. Fort Recovery had the ball, could not get a shot off in the final 2 seconds. Again, Minster wins it 38-35. And JV play tonight, it was Minster winning that one 36-31. Minster led it 8-4 after one, 19-16 at the half, 32-16 after three, and again 36-21 the Minster win. Minster improves to 19-1. They are led by Merritt Schmiesing with 14, 6 for Janae Hoyne, 6 for Avery Wolf, 4 for Courtney Ernst, 4 for Lauren Mox, and 2 for Lily Pelletier. For Fort Recovery, Macy Day with 8, Paige Fortcamp with 8, Brenna Holman with 3, and Brooke Colling with 2. Again, Minster wins at 36-21. They are 19-1. Fort Recovery drops to 17-3. We'll come back, check out our postgame stats, and have Coach Patch coming up after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 38-35. Minster wins it over the Indians. Let's go to Zeb and check out the postgame stats.
First for Minster, they're leading the scoring by Allie Fisher with 9. 7 points for Taylor Kogi. 6 points for Janae Hoyne. 5 points for Jessica Falk. 5 points for Ivy Wolf. 2 points for Paige Toby. 2 points for Kendra Thien, and 2 points for Demarius Wolf. Shooting for Minster in the game, they were 20 of 40 for 50% from the floor, 4 of 9 from the free throw line for 44%, and 6 of 15 on the night for 40% from three-point range.
We'll pause here for Coach Patch. We'll hand him the headset. Again, 38-35, the win for Minster. As they win this big MAC contest here tonight. Joined here on the postgame show by Fort Recovery head coach Brian Patch. And coach, a very hard-fought, tough game between two very good teams here tonight.
Yeah, a great effort, great game. Hopefully it was a fun game to watch. It was fun to play in and fun to coach in. And, our kids played well. And, as we told them at the end of the game, we want to win, obviously, every game we play in, and that's part of competing. But very proud of our effort how we played and how hard we played. We did a lot of good things out there tonight, and so very proud of our kids and how we played tonight. So
yeah, you did everything you could to win. They just had the ball last, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those games. As a matter of fact, Coach Vaughn made the comment. He goes, "This is coming down to whoever has it at the end." And unfortunately, they had it at the end. And like I said, looking across the board at the stats, the stats were almost identical, and that's what you had when you have a three-point game. And, we made some silly mistakes here and there, but, like I said, our effort was there, and you're going to make a few mistakes in a game, especially in a tight game. And unfortunately, we made a little bit too many. But, when we did get turnovers, we got them to commit some turnovers because I think we had them down for identical 15-15 on turnovers. And so, it was just one play at the end. They drove in off of a ball screen, and we jumped to help the ball. And their freshman, Janae Hoyne, was able to step up and hit it. And, big shot by her, by a freshman in that moment. We tried to get a three for Grace at the end and just missed it. But, very happy for our kids and how hard to play. And also on senior night with three great seniors that we had. And unfortunately, Kaya couldn't get a chance to play tonight with the foot injury. And, it was very emotional for her. But, you know, the other three seniors, or two seniors, was, you know, Grace 10 had a great game tonight, 14 points less in scoring, and Carly had six. Didn't probably play her best game as far as distributing the ball and scoring, but, you know, we have three great seniors that, you know, we had a chance to send off tonight as far as playing here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and it's a special place. You know, we got hopefully a lot more games to come, and we got one more on Saturday, but, you know, I know for those three kids, it's a special place to play here. So,
yeah, let's go through each of the seniors, talk about each one individually. First of all, Kaya Wendell.
Yeah, Kaya is, you know, she's a good kid. And, you know, she, like I say, she worked really hard. You know, she's had a stress fracture in her foot the whole season, and I don't know if people knew that or not. And she basically, you know, they gave her an option early on, either have surgery and be out the whole year, you know, basically just try to suck it up and play. And she chose the suck it up route and play. And so that takes a lot of guts for a kid to come out and play on a stress fracture foot, especially as quick as she is. And she uses that a lot for moving and stuff. And so, you know, you couldn't tell that the whole year with her playing. And so, you know, for her not to be able to play, that kind of gives you an idea of how bad it was hurting her. And I know before the game when she went out and warm up, she was very emotional. And like I say, it's just one of those things that stinks for her. But hopefully we'll have her back and hopefully we'll have a chance to play Minster again in the district finals. And it'd be nice to have her back for that one. So the other two seniors, we have Carly Stone, as I said. You know, she's been a four-year player for us, started for almost three and a half of those years. You know, as a point guard, we kind of threw her into the mix right away as a point guard, and that's kind of tough being a freshman point guard, trying to handle responsibilities of defending and also taking care of the offense. But she's done a great job for us over the 4 years. And, you know, like I said, she struggled a little bit tonight, but, you know, you're going to have some of those games. But overall, I mean, she's a great kid. And then Grace, 10, will go down as probably the best shooter ever to play here. She owns the most threes in a game record, the most threes in a season record, and then the most threes in the career record here at Fort Recovery. So she broke that here tonight, and so she has those records. And like I say, she's probably one of the best shooters I've ever coached. And the other thing great about it is she played really hard tonight and really worked at it from the defensive end, and just a great kid. So I said, we got three great seniors, and you know, I know they were a little upset in the locker room, but you know, they played hard, and that's what you can ask of your kids, and they did that, so we're very proud of their effort. And like I say, hopefully we have 9 more games to play. So
yeah, one more game in the regular season before your tourney run begins, and that will be Saturday at Macomb. A long trip for your team.
Yeah, it's about an hour and 45 minutes up the interstate on 75, and you know, they made the trip here last year, so we got to return that contract and go back up there for 1 year, and then that'll be done. But you know, it's a game for us to bounce back and get a win, hopefully, and play well, and kind of try to one more opportunity to clean up things in the regular season and get ready for tournament time. But
hopefully get some momentum building into the tournament.
Right.
All right, thanks for the interview again. Nice season you've had so far, and a role-play game here tonight.
All right, thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. They fall tonight by a score of 38-35. We'll come back and finish things up right after this.
Is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Back here at Fort Recovery. Again, the Indians fall to Minster tonight by a score of 38-35. Let's go back to Zeb and finish up the stats here.
For Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Grace 10 with 14, 8 points for Val Mullenkamp, 6 points for Olivia Hatch, 6 points for Carly Stone, and 1 point for Brooke Cullig. Shooting for Fort Recovery, in the first quarter, they were 4 of 13 for 31%. Second quarter, 2 of 8 for 25%. Third quarter, 5 of 10 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 4 of 7 for 57%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 15 of 38 for 39% from the floor.
From the free throw line, Fort Recovery was 1-for-1 tonight. Those coming in the second quarter by Colic.
And that's one thing I think they'd like to get to the free throw line a little bit more when they get to the postseason, I hope.
And for Fort Recovery from three-point range on the night, they were 4 of 13 for 31%. All four three-pointers were by Grace 10. And I had Minster out-rebounding Fort Recovery 26 to 25.
Turnovers 15 for Fort Recovery, 15 for Minster. Quarter scores after one, 11-11 the score. Make a wish. Halftime 20-16, Minster in the lead. Tied after three, 27-27. And again, the final, Minster 38, Fort Recovery 35. Janae Hoyne for Minster, a three-pointer with 1.7 seconds to go as the freshman won it for the Wildcats. Again, they are 19-3. Fort Recovery drops to 16-5. So a very well played game here tonight. Hopefully that continues on Saturday as the Indians go to Macomb. And we will have the varsity broadcast on Saturday from Macomb starting about 1:30. We'll not be broadcasting the boys game at Macomb on Saturday, so just the girls broadcast here on WPGW at Macomb on Saturday with Rob Weaver. Thanks to our studio producer here tonight, that was Eric Catterly. Thanks to Zeb Hudson for his great work once again, and thanks to Coach Patch for coming up after the ball game, and of course thanks to all of our fine sponsors and everybody out there listening to tonight's ball game. Again, the final, Minster 38 and Fort Recovery 35. From the Forsyth Fieldhouse, I'm Justin Mangold. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.